get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today in episode 755, we're going to talk about helpful software to use when creating social content. I guess I should have said a helpful software, because we're mostly going to talk about one particular software. And I may dive off and talk about something else. If you have a graphics team and a content, you know, creative team, obviously you can use a lot of the tools, and this episode's probably not for you. But if you are a content creator and you're not a graphic designer and you don't know Photoshop, Illustrator, all of the Adobe suite of products, we've got a good alternative for you. Tim, before I dive off into it, you want to say anything? I feel like I'm going to be doing a lot of talking on this one.
No. It's all you. Because you're going to talk about a software that I've never used, but always been curious about. So learn along with our listeners.
Yeah. No, Canva's awesome. So the software that we're talking about is Canva. And I remember when this software came out circa 2013, 2014, when they launched it, they only had so much, availability. So you had to be invited. And somehow, luckily, I got in on the early Canva. And because I wasn't a designer and I knew the importance, or I was OCD and design and stuff really mattered to me, I didn't want to just throw content up on my website and then share it to all the social platforms, to YouTube, to Facebook, to Instagram. I wanted there to be some consistency, but, you know, all of their, I don't know why they don't try to come together and make all of their image sizes like the same. And it used to be, and it still is, kind of a pain and an annoyance because everything is a different size. So having to individually create all of this content to share on all the social platforms that you need to be on is a ton of work. And if you're not a creative person that's used to using something like the Adobe suite of products, you got to find a way to do it. Well, the solution is Canva. First of all, the free version of Canva is amazing. Not only do they have everything templatized inside the software platform, it's a browser-based tool. You don't have to download anything. You just got to have an internet connection and a browser, and you can create amazing content, you know, branding for your content, for your business and stuff. The good news is it allows you to upload and store your logos, your colors, all of the stuff for your company into Canva, so you're not constantly having to redo that, recreate these things. It allows you to store all these things in. If you have specific images that you want to use for this specific product, it'll allow you to load them in. What I like about it is that it templatized and already has the dimensions of all the social platforms built in there. So if you want to create an Instagram post and you don't know that it's whatever by whatever dimension, you don't need to. Canva already knows it, and they've got it in there. If you want YouTube thumbnails, which are hugely important, thumbnail game is really, really, really important to get your videos found. So if you imagine loading up YouTube.com and you get all these videos showing to you, well, those are all thumbnails. And you can create those in Canva really, really quick, really, really fast, done with layers, just like Photoshop or Illustrator, but for the not graphic designer person. You don't need to understand layers. You can just drag and drop and pull things over, and it's really, really very powerful. super easy to use. And now they have like a pro options as well as the free option. Free option is going to brand certain content. You're going to be limited on the resources that they have in their repository. Did I mention that Canva's repository of images and shapes and colors and all the different things that you may want to design something with is massive? And the free version, you know, it kind of limits you to a certain small subset. Whereas if you get the pro version, it opens all of those up to you and stuff. They also have like enterprise level. If you're an educator and you want to, focus, on that, they have plans for education. They've got plans for nonprofits to give you a break. It's really, really come a long way, and it's an amazing platform. Super easy to use. And again, it allows you to not only create all of the content, but it also allows you to store it in the platform and stuff. So it's awesome. It's really easy to use. It's very intuitive. And if you need to create a Facebook cover photo and a YouTube cover photo, which are different dimensions, and then you got mobile to think about, it's going to show up on all these different things, then Canva's already got you covered because they've got all of it in there. And all you have to do is drag your stuff in, make sure that it's within the lines, and hit save, and you're good. Yeah. And then download it. It's pretty powerful.
That's awesome. Yeah, I wish I would have found Canva, or I wish it would have existed like years ago when I was getting into building stuff, websites and everything, because I've been a Photoshop user for a long time, and I am not a like Photoshop power user by any means. Photoshop is a full-on professional level software, and it is extremely, extremely powerful. However, for simple things, it's a pain in the butt. And so Canva, something that's made for, I say simple, you can do some really like creative things with it. But what I mean is from like a creative software standpoint, like it makes simple things really easily. And again, not to say you can't do complex things, but Photoshop is just the nature of it and how it works. Simple things are not simple.
Yeah, so. Exactly. I couldn't agree more. You said it fantastic, because I'm not a Photoshop power user either, but I taught myself Photoshop back in the day as well. And you're right. Just to do something simple it took forever for a non-power user. And in Canva, I could create it in 5 minutes. So, check it out, canva.com. So, Tim, I think that's about it that I wanted to talk about on that topic. Tomorrow, we've got another great topic, how to keep robots from contacting you and spamming you, whether it's through email or calling you on your phone from your website. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.